Big sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
Jarrett, like Bickley said, the weight of the city is on your shoulders right now. They need to be entertained.
Yes, they do. Well, they've come to the right place, baby. Because this is the Sports Kebab brought to you by Paradise Ridge Dentistry. We don't just inject Novocaine, we inject fun. Text TOOTH to 620-620 to find out more about Paradise Ridge Dentistry. And yes, I am here to distract you from the unpleasantness of sports in the Valley. I'm here to ease your pain, to calm you down. The Sports Kebab is the radio version of Canada legalizing marijuana. Did you hear this?
Yes.
Marijuana is officially legal in Canada now, and I say good. Finally, those damn Canadians will relax and have a laid-back, happy-go-lucky attitude. Seriously, imagine Shane Doan using legal pot.
Ooh, I'm sorry I harshed your mellow man. Ooh, I'm sorry. Ooh, give me some more poutine.
Now, there's all this stuff, of course, to distract us in the Valley. It is a big day as Donald Trump is in town. That's something to distract us. Now, I don't get political here. I leave that to people like Mark Russell or Mort Saul or another reference from 60 years ago. But I...
Mort Saul.
One thing I do is I comment on people's appearance occasionally. And Trump has a unique look with that fake tan and that MAGA hat. It's a ton of orange with a little red on top, you know, kind of like the stands at State Farm Stadium last night. Yeah, lots of Broncos fans at the Thursday night game last night, and they got to see quite a performance. The Cardinals are struggling, and it sucks today because I believe the hype. I thought the Cardinals would win 10 games, still possible, by the way, for them to go 10-6, but I've seen... That doesn't look like it's going to happen. I've seen better predictions from the naval topographer who charted the Titanic's course. And I believe the talk. And the Cardinals did a lot of talking this season. And today, they dropped the mic.
Oh.
Specifically, Mike McCoy.
That's boo.
Okay. Yeah, after getting embarrassed by Denver last night, the Cardinals released their offensive coordinator, meaning that for the second year in a row, the Broncos got Mike McCoy fired midseason.
Yes, they did.
And I don't like it when people lose their jobs. I never like to see someone lose their job, except for when ESPN fired Curt Schilling. But normally, I don't like it. It's hard to defend Mike McCoy, though. It's hard to defend him. His run play calling, just not creative. I mean, he went to the middle more than Jimmy Eat World during an encore. I mean, McCoy claimed he would be innovative, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying he was full of crap, but last night Von Miller kicked him. He kicked their ass. Okay, that he wasn't good and that joke wasn't good.
And the delivery was worse.
Proving the old adage, you can't spell McCoy without oi!
Oi!
So Mike McCoy gone on the heels of Ryan McDonough being fired. Recently, Arizona sports team have relieved more people of their duties than Exelax.
Oh, boy.
But yes, it's that kind of day.
Let me stop for a second.
Yeah.
The you can't spell or you can't say McCoy without oi, that's quality. That's a great joke.
Thank you. I love jokes that resonate three jokes down the line.
Yeah, too bad it was sandwiched between the other two.
Yeah.
He's far from alone, though. Because Josh Rosen... Also, not so good last night, was he?
Oy.
Not so good. Watching the game, I kept waiting for a story to come out that Rosen recently visited an enchanted gypsy arcade machine and switched bodies with Nathan Peterman. So hopefully, things get better there. And let's get positive, because for one brief shining day in the Valley, it was fun to be a Phoenix sports fan. The Suns looked awesome in their opening game. And not just that. But did you see who was in attendance? NBA commissioner and cartoon worm who lives in an apple, Adam Silver.
Now that
was in the building.
That is perfect.
Have you seen?
That's what he looks like. That is exactly what he looks like.
Have you seen? So you've seen Adam Silver. You've seen this character, right?
Oh, who?
He looks like.
Yeah.
Well, he looks like if Willem Dafoe melted. Adam Silver somehow looks like he's always slimy and always incredibly dried out at the same time. He looks like the only reason he was at Talking Stick Resort Arena was because someone lured him there with a trail of Reese's Pieces.
Oh, boy.
Adam Silver phoned home. Then there was the play on the court. Boy, the Suns looked good. How about that Devin Booker taking over in the fourth quarter? Devin Booker was so hot.
How hot was he?
He was so hot, he just broke up with Pete Davidson. And how about DeAndre Ayton? Oh, great debut. Suns fans already want to build a statue for him. And that should be easy, because they can just use his play on defense as an inspiration.
Oh.
So, this is sort of a depressing stat, but to give you a contextual example of where we are in the Valley, the Suns scored 47 points in the first quarter on Wednesday. The Cardinals scored 47 points in the first quarter of the season. In four games. And finally, I'll leave you on this. Dwight Howard missed the opening of the season. Did you see why?
This is true.
He injured his butt.
Yes.
Injured his butt, apparently. When he tried to remove his head from it. That can be a tricky operation.
There's a lot to be said between the correlation between play calling for an offensive coordinator and deciding what joke to end on with a comedian.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that was a run up the middle on third and five?
That was a handwritten joke that I wrote right before the break because I thought, man, that's a zinger to end on.
Jarrett, the sports kebab every week with Jarrett Carlin at Jarrett GC on Twitter. JARRETTGC.